Dr. Bill Deagle, and you're listening to Clay and Iron, and we're going to have Sylvia West, a close friend of Hannah Billups, who is currently in hiding, and she's having some serious stress conditions right now because of the trauma she's been through. We have put out some emergency contacts, and we will be obtaining some further solid information that can be corroborated about the Stargate project they tried to induct her into after kidnapping her, and we're going to get into the details here shortly. Sylvia West is a very close friend, and she's been on both Daniel Ott's program, which is the End Game, the Edge AM.com. That's the THEEDGEAM.com. That's Daniel Ott, and also been on Greg Zemanski's show. He's an attorney in California, has a program on RBN, and it's a very interesting, evolving story, and it deals with some key issues for our times. And it shows just how much there is a cooperation at the highest levels of our above-government agencies like the NSA and demonic spiritual powers that have physical presence in our time. So welcome to the program, Sylvia.
Thank you, Dr. Deagle.
Sylvia, for those who haven't heard this story before, I'd like you to give us a capsule of your relationship with Hannah Billups. And, of course, this is evolving. And what I'd like to do is, we're going to have further corroboration as this story evolves. Hopefully, I will also physically receive the actual Stargate manual that Hannah managed to get and the CDs, because this is very serious. And over the weekend, I actually spoke at the Energy and Light program that was held down in Laguna Beach, California. And, of course, I always come from a point of view of being a Messianic Christian believer, and understanding that when you use technologies to open, quote, stargates, which is to the spirit realm, these can be very dangerous, and you have to understand what you're dealing with. As they tell people, when fire was first discovered, you don't play with the red end of the stick. the Stargate project, which is run by the NSA, is part of a mind control project for what they use in their terms is called remote viewing. What we as believers call it is visions. And, of course, it's not uncommon for those that are within many of the denominations of Christianity that are gifted to have visions, especially from our God, that tells us and gives us warnings about things. And this is how this story started with Hannah Billups. So give us a little background of your relationship and who Hannah is, what kind of a person, and then and how it led into this particular vision that precipitated a number of events over the last few weeks.
Hannah is a very simple country girl who lives in the mountains of West Virginia. She's never worked outside of her home. She's very innocent. She had very little knowledge of the New World Order or their evil workings. She's one of those simple, God-loving people who does not think that there's any evil in the world. I had no idea of the evil that is in the world. And through email communications, I began to send her a lot of video and audio tapes, and she came in very quickly into this knowledge. However, she's still a very naive, trusting person. On Monday...
So you've been sending this information over, what, a year or 2 years?
Yes.
Okay, so what happened with... what exactly happened in the last year or so with Hannah?
This all boiled down to Monday, the 15th,
Friday the 15th of May, 2006.
Okay, of this year.
Right.
May the 15th. I got a very stressful phone call from her where she had seen a vision of a little girl who was being held captive. And she said
by a little girl, you mean like a young teenage girl?
Very young teenage girl being used
right.
as a breeder. And it was so vivid.
A breeder, meaning a breeder for?
Well, she didn't really even know what was going on.
Okay,
well,
she was being held as a breeder for creating infants or fetuses for...
Apparently.
And where was this located?
Exactly.
Where was she actually being held?
She did not really know. She had almost like an out-of-the-body experience, she said, and she could just feel the heat in her body, and this little girl was begging her to go and find her mother. Well, Hannah, in her innocence, that same day, called the FBI to try to report this and to find out if there... She was so innocent, she asked me if I knew of a little girl that was missing. I said, Hannah, there are thousands of little girls missing. Hundreds of thousands of them.
Yeah, every year there's actually millions of young people and children that have disappeared that there's
exactly.
no report
and
of.
In her innocence, she called the FBI. Well, they were at her door that same day. Well, she and her husband, thinking that the FBI are more just or less like the police, and they began to give them all this information about her prophetic skill, abilities and this gift that God had given her to be able to see these things. And her husband was volunteering, going right along with everything. And
her husband, of course, is a former Vietnam Special Forces, right?
Special Ops. I mean, his story is just unbelievable. But at any rate, after this meeting with the FBI, I got a very stressful letter from her. It says, Sylvia, I think I made a terrible mistake. And she began to tell me what happened. So I became very upset, and I said,
right.
Do you want me to call you? And she emailed back one word, yes. So I got on the phone, and I began to try to counsel with her, telling her not to talk to the FBI anymore, to have her husband say that she was unavailable should they return. Well, they began to make plans right then to take her to a place of safety and hide her away on another piece of property that they have in the mountains of West Virginia.
Right, and this family is fairly well off, so that it wasn't like they didn't have
business.
Means to do
yes,
things.
Yes, he does a contract for the railroad, has several employees, I think a few hundred employees, and he had a business where he was making railroad ties and did contract work for the railroad. And so financially, they live in a 21-room old southern mansion on the top of a mountain. And they had land and cattle and horses. But nevertheless, they lived a very simple hillbilly. She called herself a hillbilly, so I guess I can say it, country life. But at any rate, they were making plans to take her, to hide her out. And,
yes.
Sorry, I had a distraction in the background.
That's okay. Go ahead. They were making plans to hide her.
To hide her.
This is the day after the FBI were there last
Monday.
Just after the
15th. The very next day, she had two very, very strange agents. They came when they knew that her husband would not be home, and her 18-year-old son would be out working in the field. Now, this son is a high school graduate of West Point. So these people are. But anyway. This agent did not even knock, just walked in her door, began to talk to her about how they wanted to use her, induct her into the Stargate program, that they would pay her very well for her skills and for her abilities. And he began to play this very demonic tape. Listening to it again, it sounds to me like it might be some kind of backwards masking type of message on that tape.
Right. So, how did you hear it? Was it something that she played over the phone, later?
Yes, and I didn't think
that. Because she had gotten a book and some CDs.
Right,
that's the story
exactly.
You told me.
And the Lord just spoke to me to get my little tape player, and I had the speakerphone on, and I taped this entire conversation.
So that's available on Daniel Ott's.
Yes, it is. It is available on Daniel Ott.
Right, okay, and that's theedgeam.com,
right,
which, of course, we have the links that we have off of BBS Radio. If you go over there, you'll see the link to your website, which is kingdomoflight.com, and you have all the links as well there.
They're all on my website, too.
Uh-huh.
Then, after she played about 15 minutes of this, she began to read from the 52-page manual that they left with her, and it was just stuff that was just literally blowing my mind.
Uh-huh.
Of how the New World Order wanted to use her, they wanted to indoctrinate her, they wanted to get her out of her biblical teachings, which they consider as noise, and into reality teaching, and, I can't remember all the details. I say it's available, and people can listen to it word for word on the links. At any rate, I've got several emails from her that night. She was afraid to even go downstairs. Get something from her tea from downstairs, and she was taking a shotgun with her when she even went downstairs to get something. Well, the next day, which was Wednesday, the 17th, her husband had given their 18-year-old son specific orders not to leave his mother's side. He was coming home, and they were going to take her with a few of her boxes and clothing and things to the place of safety. To hide her out. Well, as they were going down the mountain on Wednesday to take her to the hiding place, the only road up the mountain was blocked
right.
by a big white car, she said. and they begin to intimidate her son. What frightened her, they used her 18-year-old son, who also has this unusual, and this is all new to me, this unusual star birthmark on his leg. She has it also, and that's apparently a sign of some of these people with gifts. But at any rate, they began to intimidate her son, and she was so afraid of them taking her son that she went willingly with them. She did whisper in his ear, to her husband's ear, to take the son to her her cousin in Canada. And that's all in the email. I have every bit of this in the email.
Yes, all of that is transcribed, and of course that's on your site, which is kingdomoflight.org, which we've also posted on the site.
Right. I'll have to get these emails up. I don't think I've had a chance to put all these emails up, but I do have all these emails that back all of this up. I did get a very, very stressful letter from her husband on Wednesday, I believe it would have been Wednesday or maybe Thursday morning, and he said, "Hello, Sylvia, I can't access Hannah's screen name. I am requesting special prayer for Hannah, and if you could write Pastor Butch."
So she's having a bit of an emotional meltdown right now because of all the stress, and I guess she was on the show on Daniel Ott's program just over the weekend. Is that right?
Yes, she was
on Saturday. So that interview is posted with a link from BBS Radio from Clay and Iron.
Most of the way through the entire interview, she was in deep emotional distress during the entire interview.
Right.
She saw horrible things that human eyes should not witness.
Well, let's go over some of those, because as we start to connect the dots, and again, we'll do more as we get, number one, the documents. Number two, we actually get an interview with Hannah over her husband and other corroboration. And again, this is investigative journalism. We're trying to pull together pieces. And the reason why I'm having on the show, just like these other investigative journalists like Greg Szymanski had you on, or Daniel Ott, the truth will set us free. And we have to realize that that only those who are masters of the truth and have a good intention will actually have a future, because the horrible things that are coming on America and the world, if we don't approach them with not only truth but light and with a full, bold attitude that our God is God, we're going to have some problems.
Amen.
Absolutely. So go ahead and tell us what she related to in terms of the key incidents and things that she identified when she was actually in this facility. And by the way, where was the facility that they apparently took her?
Underground facility in Denver, Colorado. And what is so amazing?
Where was it in Denver?
I believe under the Denver airport there.
Denver International Airport, and it was a level?
I believe that was it. What was so amazing?
What level was it?
Excuse me?
What level was it in the airport?
She said there was seven levels in this.
She was
the third level.
Exactly. I remember you mentioned that detail. And the reason why I mention this is these details are important for people later on if we corroborate all of this evidence, because I happen to be one of the docs that took care of the people that actually excavated out long before DIA was even built. And they moved more dirt when they built DIA under there than they did when they built the Panama Canal, and that's right from the construction companies. The amount of debris removed was greater than that building the Panama Canal.
She was actually taken in there in the box cars. She actually told me that she had shackle marks on her leg still, and she regretted she didn't have a digital camera that she could take pictures of these. She actually said she had the shackle marks. But what is so amazing is she began to see this in vision, in prophecy, and I have the email to prove it. On Sunday night, before any of this broke, before she had the vision of this little girl, I've got the email right here where God was showing her this. She was talking about I've heard that Tex Moore is talking about how the CIA is now looking for the children of God who see things. I wrote Michelle, anyway.
You're talking about some of the things that are going on, like they actually have FEMA contacting pastors and telling the pastors that they have to have their people cooperate with the government if they start to clamp down and have a total grabbing of guns and putting people into civil detention facilities, right?
I saw an opening to a tunnel on a base where some sort of aircraft was going into. The Lord told me the name of the city was Denver. The prophetic gifts that Janine and I have is what they will be after in this final war. I know he will protect her, but there are many who will be found and taken. This came on a Sunday night before she ever had that vision, that little girl, before any of this ever broke. I got this email from her.
Right. Okay. So all these events have happened. What happened next?
Her husband, who was a trained military, he was in Vietnam as well as Desert Storm, and he's about 14 years older than she is. She's only in her 40s. Had his own private plane, and he was trained in special rescue in the military.
Right. So you know how to do insertions and extractions, right?
Excuse me?
You know how to do insertions and extractions for special op. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Right.
And through the power of Almighty God, this man rescued this lady after he was either four or five days that she was in the facility. He went in there and extracted her.
Well, tell us exactly what her conditions were in there, and what did she see?
She saw horrible mutations. She saw children being totally arms cut off and extra arms being attached to them. She said she saw a two-headed child. Most of the time she was telling me this story, she was weeping so bad that I had a hard time understanding her. But
right.
I did get enough out of it to know that she saw horrible, horrible experiments being going on. She saw a place where they were grinding up human beings for food for the aliens.
Well, let's call them what they are. As I did in the conference this weekend, if you see a being that doesn't look human, and you the best way to address it is, are you a servant of the Most High God? It has to answer you if it's one of what's God's angels, and if it doesn't, you know that it's not. Even if it tries to present itself as an angel of light, and in fact, let's call them what they are, they're demons.
Right.
And these were, in the description of the modern parlance, called greys, which are very commonly seen in deep underground military bases. One, I happen to know that because I've taken care of techs that have been down in these facilities in Colorado and elsewhere. And there's many other, quote, species or types of these beings that are making deals with our governments and above government agencies. Now, that might sound pretty bizarre, but unfortunately, it's real. And a lot of the technologies we have were not invented by humans. They were invented by other beings that were traded for human flesh, for the right to do experimentation and abductions, etc., which is why Dr. George Mack, the psychiatrist from Harvard University, has documented that these things are far too regular and far too similar to be just offhand dismissed as a group psychopathic kind of phenomena, that in fact these abductions really do happen. And there's collaboration between government agencies transferring information like the FBI and agencies like the MIB, which is tied in with the NSA and other very secretive agencies.
And
so
she did
go
see
on. Tell us more about what she saw.
She did see the gray. She definitely. She said I got an email from her cousin in Canada and said she did see the grays, and she was not talking about the Civil War soldiers.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That's funny. So. You know, the thing is that if you actually line up the phenomena between a quote alien abduction and ritual satanic abuse, what you actually see is they're parallel because they're the same. And when you're seeing an abduction that is supposedly by aliens, it's identical to a demonic abduction. This is what we're facing here. And the fact that she was taken to a particular facility for Stargate, what did they say they wanted her to do?
They wanted her to go into these remote viewing program where she would go into these portals. I don't know the terminology enough to be able to talk about it.
Yeah, just describe what she said, and I can help interpret it for you.
It's all on these.
Yeah, go into a portal, in other words, the
right,
Stargate, and actually use the Stargate as a way of viewing, right?
Listen to the telephone conversation that I had with Hannah.
Uh-huh.
She was reading from the manual. It describes in there what they wanted her to do.
Right, so in other words, she read from the manual while you were listening and you recorded
the telephone
it.
Conversation that is posted
right.
on Daniel Ops and my website.
Right, so basically, here's what happens. There have been technologies developed to create what's called Stargates. And in the words of both myself and my wife when I spoke this weekend, there's no such thing as a good Stargate, because a Stargate opens up what's called a transdimensional portal to astral beings, i.e. demons. And they can then enter through those portals and do things. And you also use those portals for doing things like remote viewing or viewing in time-space to look at the future as well. And there are ancient technologies which are used for divination that go back to the ancient book of Egyptian mysteries that was actually translated by a linguist, and his name was Nostradamus, which was a, if you want to call a monk, physician, priest, who actually worked for the Queen of France and the royal court. And Nostradamus, in fact, used the technologies that were in the book of ancient Egyptian mysteries, which he obtained when he was down in Venice. And that's how he used his means of divination in order to actually divine these futures that which he put into what's called centuries or quatrains. The technology is considerably more advanced for opening stargates now using sacred geometry and holographic technologies, which I discussed when I spoke this weekend, specifically talking about the dangers of these kinds of technologies, which of course have been appropriated and expanded considerably by our NSA and other above government agencies, and by the way, not for good. They're using these to be able to do some very interesting projects, which I think are quite dangerous. Now, not that scalar waves couldn't be used to create health or wealth or positive intention, but you can be certain that if it's involving these above government agencies and these so-called grays, it isn't for any good, especially when she saw the evidence right in front of her that they were doing human experimentation and consuming human flesh after being put through grinders. So
yes,
continue.
The little children's what got to her. That really.
Yeah, the little children that were being experimented on and kept in cages and so on.
She can't get that out of her mind, and it's caused her to go into a complete mental shutdown right now. She's not responding to her husband at all. Talking, not eating. He's very stressed.
Yeah, she better get some help because she right now has been hiding after they extracted her.
She was actually doing her broadcast Saturday night on Daniel Ott from the attic of her home.
Now, she did that broadcast on the Daniel Ott show, so that is recorded there. Now, one of the things that's very important is we get external corroboration, because I can tell you, having talked to other people that work in classified projects at a very high clearance, they've told me similar stories that I can corroborate, but they're to a person fearful that if they go and speak publicly, they're dead. And I'm going to actually tell them it's the opposite. If you don't speak out and they know that you know things or have corroboration or evidence and you don't speak out, you are dead.
Exactly.
If you do know these things, you better talk to someone like me, especially now
that
everything is going down. It's very important to for anybody listening to this program, if you know classified material, if you get in a public arena, you actually give yourself what I call make you bulletproof, because just hiding is not going to save you, because if they know where you are, if you've got, you know, discs or books or other materials, it's important to get that to me as quickly as possible and get on the air, because it's very hard to kill a ghost. They can't get rid of you, even if they try to physically harm you. If the material is there and will be released, that's ultimately what they don't want to have happen. So, Sylvie, tell us some more about what's transpiring in the last few days.
Well, after her husband got her out, she was so traumatized that she did not even know who he was. And he flew her to a mental hospital in West Virginia near her home. And she was in that facility for just a couple of days, I believe. She called me on Monday of last week. I was in total shock when I got a phone call from her
right.
at the hospital. She was very clear-headed at that time. They had given
And she's not on any drugs or anything like that.
Well, no, they had given her shock treatments, apparently, to get her memory back. And to get
oh,
her
boy. I don't like shock treatments. It's really a bad
either.
Idea.
I don't either. And
yeah, I think it actually can cause more problems and it destroys brain cells.
I was concerned when I heard that myself. And I have the emails and all that from her whenever they were telling me all that was going on in the hospital while she was there.
Yeah.
And then we talked for quite a while, and she was getting tired. And so finally we ended our conversation. Well, I was just so totally floored within just a few minutes of getting our office.
Now, did you get a chance to corroborate it by talking to her husband so you could prove that the story all fit together and that he would...
I just got the first email from him this morning about her condition.
Well, what happened about the corroboration of the fact he had to go and extract her and all the other things? Were you able to corroborate that by checking with him on all these other...
Yes, she's been saying things in her instant messages, and he's in the background talking and popping her and saying things and trying to be humorous at times.
But he actually corroborated. You've talked to him that he corroborated that her story really happened, right?
I think I can tell you this much. It's already gone out in emails. He actually had to cut one guy's throat. He had chloroform in his pocket, took chloroform with him, and told the one fellow, here's your supper. Slapped it over his face. He cut the guy's finger off and used that to access the doors, because there's a chip in his finger that lets you get through the doors. He has that preserved in a jar.
Really?
On the phone, and she gave this very disgusting sound. She said, ew. She says, Mark's got that guy's finger in a jar. So that is briefly the details. So I guess it's okay to put that out there. You know, what can I do now? But
well, what you and I know that having been a doctor that worked for the CECOM and the World ID Project, taking care of people that were working at these places, I didn't know what contracts we were going to have working at CECOM. We were just taking care of employees at the Falcon Air Force Base. But as time went on and I exchanged information with them and many other people in each compartmentalized area, they wanted to trade information because I have a photographic memory. And everything you're saying is true. I mean, you know, DIA is a pit of vipers. I mean, the horrific things that are going there and other facilities underground in Colorado, most of the most nasty human hybridization experiments that were happening in Area 51 were actually moved to Colorado underground. This is totally consistent with the stories. I'd just like to get even more information if I can get, you know, pictures of the jar with the finger. If I could even get the chip, if we can have it analyzed independently, if we could get the Stargate manual and the CDs that they gave her. You have to understand that there are people like movie producers like Spielberg who actually work for the NSA and have, quote, ET contacts. What they really are, they're not ETs at all. These are demons. And the demons have actually made specific treaties with our government to pass information and technologies over for the trading of human flesh, which is why Cynthia McKinney from the Congress actually confronted Rumsfeld about this, about Dime Corps being put in, quote, the penalty box by because they were charged back in 2005 for 210,000 women and children in Eastern Bloc countries that disappeared. And the Red Cross workers just reported this to the European courts, you know, the European Union courts, and actually had Dime Corps charged. So they were actually charged and found guilty for the disappearance of 210,000 people. That's a few stadiums, three fully packed stadiums of people. And that's only the tip of the iceberg. There's millions and millions that disappear worldwide into these weird projects. They're sold into sex slavery in Saudi Arabia, number one, and number two, Israel and other countries. They're sold as human veal for those who are flesh-eating millionaires and billionaires. And they're also sold into or exchanged into these underground facilities and off-world facilities for weird experimentation, breeding, and genetic engineering and other horrific things, as well as for, how can I say it, sustenance for these things which have a physical presence in our realm. And people don't want to believe that. They'll soon see evidence of it because they have a plan to actually release this into the public view in the coming years, so that it's going to be very shocking to the average person. They won't know how emotionally to cope with it. Does that make sense, Sylvia?
Yes, it does. But let me say this. Her 18-year-old son has the same prophetic gifts as she did. He actually saw in a vision. I have the email to prove all of this. In a vision, exactly how to find his mother and where she was located.
Right. So, in other words, he was able to locate her in DIA, and then her husband and three of his special lot friends managed to actually do an extraction.
Right.
Now, that's a pretty incredible story. Now, if we can actually prove all of the points of this and get the documentation, perhaps the analysis of the chip and the finger and the Stargate manuals and so on, this will be a pretty significant blow to the powers of darkness. And it's important that we inspire people that are listening to this program that may be in other classified projects. We need maximum revelation of classified material here. There was a congressman just earlier this year, trying to remember his name, tried to pass a law that if you released any classified information or you spoke about information that you don't even have the physical documents, but you talked about it, they were going to try to pass a law that you would immediately go to prison, do not pass go, and no release ever. And that is unacceptable. And this is the kind of garbage that's going on, trying to turn America into a fully operational police state. And then, of course, to spread that to Canada and Mexico and the rest of the world, with the literal mark of the beast. Now, people might say that's a little bit hysterical and that possibly couldn't happen. I happen to have the technical details from the 4,000-plus companies that work with IBM, Lucent Technologies, Lockheed Martin, and the other companies, Storage Tech, Symbios Logic, you know, it goes on and on, that have been making billions of chips ready to put not only in animals but in humans. And they tried to pass, they passed a law last week for the ID chip to be put in animals now across the country, and they're still fighting it because it hasn't gone through the Senate. But it's passed the Congress. And this is very serious. You know, as Jerry Brownfield says on his show on the Genesis Network, it doesn't make much sense to put a $10 chip in a $2 chicken. But that's what we have. And my lectures, which I gave, the Inside Track, and The Destiny of Mankind, those lectures, about 4.5 hours, will be on DVD and will be available within a few weeks. And when my website, Clay and Iron, gets fully operational in the next few weeks, it'll be up and people can purchase those on the site. But they need to know that this is not entertainment. I'm not doing the show to entertain people. I'm doing the show with blood, sweat, and tears, and that means my blood is we're living, walking, breathing dead men. And the only way we can overcome, as it says in the Bible, is by the word of our testimony, the blood of the Lamb, and not loving our life unto death. And we are fearless. And if we aren't fearless, as it says, if you fear God, you cannot fear man. And if you fear man, you certainly can't fear God. And the fear of God is the start of all knowledge. We have to give people knowledge so they don't believe that this is a legend or it's a form of bizarre entertainment. It's not. We're dealing with some evil that's orders of magnitude beyond the imagination of the mortal mind. So give us some more details of what else transpired, Sylvia, because you've got quite a bit of knowledge in this area in terms of what happened to Hannah and perhaps some other details.
Yes. Well, immediately began to get instant messaging from her. Actually, she got off the telephone. Her husband had taken his laptop computer to the hospital and gave it and let her use it. So we were able to talk back and forth there for a while. I saved most of those, all the instant messages I have from her. I have saved, and where she disclosed some awesome things.
And you posted those on your site, kingdomoflight.com. Right?
I don't have all these emails up yet. Thank you for reminding me. I need to do that. I need to take.
Yeah,
them
if you get them up, people can go back and keep visiting because you'll have more information.
Right. I can.
And I
can
say the ultimate cap, and I tell people, if you're skeptical, that's cool. But wait as we build this story and we investigate it further and we get more corroboration. The ultimate cap for me will be to see a photograph of the finger, the analysis of the chip, and the Stargate manual and CDs. And because I know about these classified projects, releasing this is extremely important because their ultimate plan is to stick a chip in everybody and mind control every citizen in America and every other nation on the planet. That's their goal.
They did go into their house when they finally got her out of the hospital 2 days later. She called me from her home, where her hiding place, and when he went back to the old home place, they had raided their place, took the hard drive out of his computer, took his income tax papers, and have attached their bank accounts, even took a set of china, one of her 11 sets of heirloom china, just totally ransacked their house. I did get an email today that his parents' attorneys have checked out. He's clean with the IRS, and they're going to have to release his bank account, which is quite sizable, I'm sure.
So what they did is they froze his accounts after they were messing around with him.
Right. They stole the IRS, their tax papers, hoping they could find something on them that they could attach their bank
account. Well, isn't that nice of them? You see, the corruption of our government and the gutlessness of the people that let these things happen, the people that founded our nation certainly wouldn't put up with it. And our military over the centuries did not fight for nothing so that we could have our freedom snatched away by demonic powers and fools and cowards. Right?
Right, exactly. But the email that I got today, that his attorneys have said that they found him clean, they can't touch him, and so they're going to have to release his money back to him. So praise the Lord for that.
Yeah, that's good. It would be very important if Hannah can't come on, if her husband, what's his first name? Is it Mark?
Mark.
If Mark could come on and corroborate, or perhaps Mark and his son, because this is a very important story. When you have, number one, it demonstrates the power of God, which is giving, as it says in the Bible, it says that, you know, that my people will pour out my spirit on all my people, believers, and that they shall dream dreams and see visions. Well, you know, other people in other realms might call it remote viewing. What it really is that it demonstrates that we're a spirit being and that we're made in the image of our Creator. And when you're given visions, it's to help others and to warn us. And she was actually called to try to help this young woman that was kept as a breeder. What happened in that situation? Was she taken to the same facility?
They brought pictures of her to see of different little girls to try to identify them. And a strange thing, a turn of events in this, and she's identified a little girl in there as being JonBenet Ramsey, and that is a weird thing, because to my knowledge, JonBenet
Ramsey had died unless they cloned her. I mean,
right.
Yeah, nothing would surprise me though, because I know cloning has been going on. They succeeded at the Moscow Institute for Biological Research with very successful clones in 1982.
But that was a strange twist in this that she
yeah,
said.
So the fact that they clone is really wouldn't at all surprise me by any means.
But that's whom she identified as being the little girl that she saw, and I thought that was a very
That sounds strange. Again, I like, you know, it's important to be open-minded, but as I say, if you're too open-minded without corroboration, your brain will fall out. But if you're open-minded to the point where you can believe that it's a possibility and we start to obtain evidence, reality, unfortunately, is a lot more bizarre than anything you can imagine, especially having been in classified areas myself or been underground. I have seen things that other people might call a nightmare that's impossible, but unfortunately it's real. And I think that those who don't face the reality of these things have a Pollyanna viewpoint of the world, but a true optimist loves the truth, both the beauty and the ugliness of it, and faces reality. So whether you're opening up a stargate, you should realize that what you're doing is playing with demonic fire, and you have to really understand that the powers of the spirit are very, very powerful, both the light and the dark side.
I'm beginning to comprehend how powerful they are, and I'm having to get my running shoes on to catch up with all of this.
Yeah. Well, what are the plans in the next few weeks in terms of contacting Hannah or trying to get her on other shows?
Well, actually, I hope I can say this and without it being and endangering them or any way. They actually have plans to join us here. We have a refuge. You know, I won't go into detail.
The most important thing is that to keep it as public as possible so that something happens.
We
it's not likely to happen.
We have a will.
Because we're all very aware of the fact that that these things are going on.
Right.
Just like I can say publicly, if I die, it's not because of suicide, because I wouldn't under any circumstance.
Right.
It'll be because I was killed because I spoke out against the truth. But guess what? They can't silence me from the grave.
That's right.
And I can tell you right now that they don't know who they're dealing with.
Exactly. Well, I'm with a group that have a wilderness refuge, and it will be a wonderful place for them to recuperate and... That has been their plans, but having their funds tied up has been a hindrance. But I'm praying and I'm believing that this is going to come to pass very shortly.
Absolutely. Don or Doug, do you have any questions for Hannah, for Sylvia regarding Hannah? Don or Doug, are you there?
Yeah, actually I am here. Thank you.
Yeah, I figured that, hey, you have such good questions. Why don't you go ahead and ask a couple?
Well, you know, it's pretty amazing, the whole story behind this. Yeah, I guess from what we're gathering, this lady was... Now, she was kidnapped, right?
She was abducted by MIB.
They blocked their car at the foot of the mountain.
Men in black, you know.
Right, and then they took her to an underground base, and her husband, who was, involved in some form of special forces, got a couple friends together, correct? And,
correct.
And
they
got her up.
Camouflage gear.
Right. And now she's... Now, how long was she in there?
4 days, I believe she said.
How many?
Four days.
4 days.
Yeah.
And so when they got her out, she was able to abscond with some documentation.
Yeah.
Yes, well, she did. On the Daniel Light Show, people called in and wanted to know how she was able to get it out. She said, and being a country girl, this is her terminology, she hid it in her bloomers.
You know,
that's pretty funny.
It's a lovely story because it just fits well with the time that, you know, this information is coming out one way or another, and some of these things are being prevented or at least reversed, you know, like her being taken and then now she's back. That, I think, would be a very rare event.
Yeah, and that's a very special event, too.
Right.
Yes.
She did say she had those documents buried on a mountain somewhere. She knows where it's at.
Good. I mean, if we can bring out some of that to people and show them the reality of what they're hearing.
Well, there's a lot of people that are being harassed. There's people that are being...
Sure. Well, if we can prove or show that one person is down in these bases being tortured, or at least allude to that and bring it out far and wide, then maybe we can get some sort of... movement going to find out exactly what's going on in all of this.
We should have a congressional special grand jury to actually investigate all these classified projects and start actually bringing our certified special troops to actually go in there, open up the seals on these places, find out if there's other beings that are down there that have no damn business being there, and clean them out.
I agree.
And I think that instead of us worrying about invading foreign countries, we need to invade our own bases.
Yeah, we should. I wish that would happen. I wish we could get some sort of a congressional panel or some sort of investigation going into these underground bases, because I'm sure it's just so riddled with corruption and death and
well, most of the money going for these is not even coming from Congress. They're from slush funds.
Yeah.
That are created from the sale of illegal drugs, $250 billion a year just for the sale of illegal narcotics in America, which is why there's a war on pain and pain doctors and pain patients, because they don't want the physicians to be prescribing legal medications to control pain. They want people to actually go to get illegal heroin, so it pays for more deep underground technologies, more off-world technologies, and more star weapon systems and non-lethal weapon systems
and
mind control.
And feed your local and state governments.
Of course. And, of course, this is also tying in with the big pharma, big tech, you know, big matrix, I call it, global control systems that they want to put in place.
Sure.
So, yeah, great question. So tell us a little bit more, Sylvia, about what else was mentioned not only the Daniel Ott show. Give us the highlights of that show and also the show that you had with Greg Zemanski. What issues, and he's an attorney, investigative journalist as well. What were the key points that you think that were particularly important in the closing minutes of our hour tonight?
He was mainly going into the Stargate program and doing some documentation on that, and about the remote viewing program that they're wanting to recruit people into, and they're looking for people with what they call psychic powers. We know they're gifted powers of prophecy through our Lord Jesus Christ, and they apparently thought they had a very gullible person right there, a little country girl that didn't know anything, that they could just induct into their program and pay big bucks, and she would just go right in willingly.
Right, and of course, that's part of what's called the Indigo Project, where they're trying to find the indicated children and the descendants or children of these people, because they carry the genetic traits to be able to have these capacities as well. So they wanted to get them so that they could get them under the control of these special agencies.
Yes.
Right?
Right, exactly. They did not realize what they got a hold of when they got a hold of Hannah Phillips.
Right.
This is a very spirit-filled person, and she was able to recognize the evil that she was caught up in. And she
that's important. The word is discernment. As I told people this weekend when I spoke at the conference on scalar technologies, you better be discerning when you're playing with the technologies that allow to amplify your spiritual life, because these things are very powerful. They cut like a two-edged sword. You have to be very, very careful when you're doing these kind of things.
She did say that the Greys are the slaves to the higher forms of alien life. She did say that if you take power over those aliens beings over there, that they would back off from you. She said that one of them was coming at her with a needle to stick in her stomach, and she said that told him, said, if you stick that needle in my stomach, I'm going to stick it in your black eye. And said he backed up and dropped the needle.
He was probably surprised that she would actually stand up to her.
She had this woman had amazing, amazing. I mean, she blows my mind. I'm afraid God had picked me. I couldn't have handled it. I'm glad she knew who could handle it.
Well, I can tell you that if people don't realize that these things are very real, it's not like somebody wants this to be a reality, but unfortunately, it is. What else came up with the Greg Zemanski show when you were on there?
Well, I just began to tell about the program, as much as I know about the New World Order and their plans for 90% depopulation of the Earth, and their plagues that they're putting out through the AIDS and the Ebola and all these different viruses that they're using for their depopulation plan.
And, of course, the granddaddy is the avian flu, which I mentioned on the weekend and gave the specific technical details.
That's right. And
it's fully weaponized, and it's not a natural virus at all.
No, none of these aren't. They're
and we have solutions. Every single thing that we dealt with on the weekend with the seminar, there is a solution for every single issue. In fact, we have a first line of defense kit that will give you 99% of your protection. People need also start having public dialogue so their civil rights aren't going to be taken away, and their guns. The plan is FEMA and our forces are being trained right now in mock-up urban warfare to actually take away people's guns when there's a spread, say, of a radioactive release or a bioweapon, not to help people or decontaminate them, but to shoot or remove their guns and set up perimeters. So it's purely a military operation rather than one of rescue and helping to reduce the chaos. Disturbing, isn't it?
It sure is. He's already getting people that are contacting, one in particular to contact him that wants to, who is also in the military, who has said that he is with a group right now. This man is a Christian, I can tell, but I'll have to forward that email to you. And says he is a Christian and that they already have a group of people, certain numbering in the thousands, that are ready to go forth and help.
Well, as I said on the program with Pastor Butch Paugh just a week ago, when he asked me to go on his program, it's an urgency. It's now time for civil disobedience. It's now time to say no to the national ID that's coming up January 1st, 2008. It's now no to say no to the state-funded, unpaid mandate by the federal government invading states' rights to force a national ID on everybody with a tracker chip in their identification, with all your data in there, including facial biometrics, DNA, tissue type, and other information that's none of their business. And this kind of totalitarian state is not tolerable at all. And it's time to say, as they say, off with their heads.
Yes,
it's time for us to say, you know, as Pastor Butch says, you know, you do not have to render under Caesar. If Caesar, so when the FEMA was going to pastors, and literally this story came out last week, and Pastor Pa talked about it and other journalists, both Christian and non-Christian. And, you know, as I tell people, you have to understand the reason why we know these things, partly is because we are believers, that we've been told it as long as 2,000 years ago, and we have been given special, you call visions, dreams, intuitive abilities to know that they really are planning this and to help our fellow men who don't yet understand that there are plans that are very, very evil afoot, and they're about to culminate them. They're about to do it.
That's it. Well, I understand more clearly now the scriptures in Daniel where it says the saints of the Most High shall rise up and take the kingdom by force.
Right. That's
and
right.
We're going to have to do that. We're not going to sit back and just wait for Jesus to come.
No. I told people on the weekend, I said, we have to see the Messiah rise in them first.
Exactly.
They have
exactly.
to take the
manifestation of the sons of God. I got through it. Through
exactly. They have
experience.
To wake up and take authority now.
Exactly. God brought me through a deathbed experience over 20 years ago to reveal to me the message of the manifestation of the sons of God.
Right.
And it is about, it is, that sealing is taking place. And when that is complete, look out. The four winds of the earth are being held back until that sealing is complete.
Well, that's exactly what's starting to take place. And that's why my show is called Clay and Iron, is because people like myself will do, and there's lots of us, will absolutely, spirit, body, and mind, will not put up with this. We will not. It's not going to happen. We will apply every prayer, every drop of blood, every molecule of oxygen in our breath, every bit of will in our spirit to stop this horror coming upon our people and our world. It will not happen.
Amen.
Now, I look forward to getting more documentation. As I say, I'm very interested. I know people will want to actually hear Hannah. I hope she's doing well. We'll pray for her. We hope for her that her family's doing well because of the trauma of this. I'm certain it must be unbelievable. But of the thousands of people that literally disappear daily in America and around the world in third world countries and Eastern Bloc, imagine 210,000 just year 2004 reported by United Nations Red Cross workers whose pangs of conscience made them actually go to the European courts, the new European transnational courts, and actually charge and win against DIMCOR. And imagine the horrific comments made by Rumsfeld. Well, they could be put in a penalty box, but after they're in the penalty box, they can reapply for government contracts. Excuse me, why are there not either executions or permanent jailing? Like, what's going on? Why don't we have special forces, just like bounty hunters, go in and find out who did this, grab them and deal with them appropriately as to what they've done? I don't understand it. I think that it says in the Bible, it says, be angry and sin not. I don't think it's a sin for judgment to fall upon these people.
None whatsoever.
I think it's time for us to say, you know, enough's enough. I think the nation of America wasn't built on the backs of whips.
That's for sure. I believe that's what happened to that young lady in Aruba that made so much publicity on the news.
Yeah, they probably did a ritual sacrifice and did something horrific to her. Yeah, and you know, I don't know all the details, but I can tell you, from what I know, this happens far too often. So, like just after our program we did about 3 weeks ago was Ted Gunderson, former FBI director for Los Angeles.
Yes,
he was actually nerve gassed within half an hour of our show and ended up in the intensive care unit. And Ted is now out of the state, and he's trying to recuperate. And when he does, he's going to give us a lot more details of exactly what he found, which is evidence that, quote, these false al-Qaeda cells are getting all prepared to be released, to actually release nukes in U.S. cities. As I say, we have not only in our future a biological 9/11, we have a financial 9/11, and we have a spiritual 9/11 event coming in our future. All of these things are converging to force us to trust our God. And those who don't trust God and don't know Him, and relationship completely nullifies religion. Once you know our God, you do not have to worry about this or that dogma. Your relationship is what counts.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
We're absolutely. So, Sylvie, can you give us some ideas of the plans in the next week or two in terms of either shows or what you're going to post on your site?
Well, I've had a lot of different requests. Zeph Daniels has contacted me and wants me to get on his program. It's been hard for me to keep up with everything. I'm going to have to...
Well, it's important to get this information out, Sylvie, and I applaud you, and I'll be praying for you, that because you're acting as a very important protector by getting this information in the public domain. You're providing a layer of protection until we get the documentation regarding Hannah's case and corroboration and proof of it.
Yes. The Holy Spirit
to the point where the critics won't be able to just say, I'm sorry, this woman had, you know, like an incident that's all made up and all these things. And that's the usual objection. I still hear people that think that 9/11 happened, that two of the most solidly built buildings in the history of the world somehow could fall faster than gravity would do in a total vacuum if there was no pancaking effect, which should have even taken longer. So, you know, people still believe that 9/11 happened spontaneously with two jet aircraft, you know, I'll give them a slice of the moon and it's not made of green cheese. It's really ridiculous. But we need to document this. And when we do document to the utmost, we need to get a grand jury, a special investigations of our operations and our so-called above government agencies like the NSA that are doing very horrific things to our people. And the operations on the Capitol Hill of lobbyists that work for agencies like DIMECOR that actually have contracts where they have taken from Eastern European countries 210,000 people proven in the European courts and found guilty. That's not acceptable.
Exactly. Well, today is actually 2 weeks. 2 weeks to the day this began to break.
Well,
that's how short.
It's not at all finished, and neither is 9/11. And I recommend people go and check out the program coming up in Los Angeles. I think it's the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, or the 3rd and 4th. It's a weekend coming up this weekend.
Yes.
With Alex Jones and many other speakers, about 20, 30 speakers, and then there's one at the end of the month in Chicago. We had the LoneLantern.org director on talking about that big program, which is very important. And we need to have not only Americans but people worldwide that are listening to this, whether you're in India or you're in Africa or you're in Russia or South America. If you're listening to this program, you need to realize these things are repeated all over the world, and we have to stand up, rise up, speak out the truth, and not accept it. That the manifestations of spiritual wickedness in high places, Ephesians 6:6, is happening, and it's in the flesh. These beings are really here. It says, woe to you, earth, and you sea, for the devil has come down to you, and great is his wrath, because he knows his days are short. And believe me, if you've opened a stargate, and you've actually got these beings, they're not just manifesting in the spirit realm to scare you like a ghost. They're here.
There's no doubt about it. I believe me. I've had my eyes open so quickly and too short.
So that people who are, as I say, they're too spiritual to believe that this could be a reality, or they are too concrete to even see what's right in front of their face.
Exactly.
Well, be skeptical, people, but as we accumulate more evidence, especially as we get the Stargate manual, we'll actually reproduce it and distribute it and these tapes so people will understand just how bad it is. And we have, I call it mouthpieces for them, like Steven Spielberg is this NSA agent and an agent for several other agencies.
Well, they tell
us. Project Green Star actually trying to program people to be accepting of a, quote, staged alien invasion with a dialectic of conflict, and we're going to be saved by one group of them, which in fact will be our demonic overlords that they're trying to set up for a new world order.
Right. What they tell us in the movie is exactly what they're doing in real life. I mean,
these things you can document. I'll be posting them all up on Project Green Stars. Actually, you can actually document these things exist. Yeah. Well, I appreciate it. It was an excellent program tonight, Sylvia. Thanks for all the links and your persistence of getting this information out. And do have Hannah and her husband contact me when she's well, or their son. And if you can get those documents to me by the method that we talked about earlier, it's very important that people need to realize, be skeptical, be wise, as President Ronald Reagan said, you know, trust but verify. And, you know, trust that we're trying to bring information to you as this evolves, but as we can verify it, don't dismiss it. Check it out, because there are things coming on this earth. Financial earthquakes coming.
This story is going to be so believable when it hits.
Yeah, we have a number of not pleasant things going to happen. And if you want to survive and thrive them, you need to be informed of the correct information, and you need to start getting yourself planning, whether it's the avian flu or financial issues or these demonic entities literally starting to manifest literally in the open. And this is not a minor issue. There's a lot of disinformation out there. People are being caught in spiritual traps, especially as these technologies become much more available to people in general. So that's good. I appreciate it, Sylvia. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back tomorrow night. If you can get a hold of Hannah and her husband, we'll definitely want to interview Hannah, even for a few moments, to say hi and to pray with her that she does well.
The interview, you know, whenever I emailed her the last time, she was just excited about it. But then this meltdown that happened.
Well, you never know what else might happen, because listen, today when I was on my show, because of the kind of material I was talking about, I got knocked off the air again by NSA on my ISU 128 DSL line. And it took another 10 minutes to get me back up on air.
Wow.
And it happens all the time because they don't want me speaking, because I don't set a limitation of releasing classified information on my show. I put maximum classified information.
Yeah. I wonder if they
I want to encourage anyone who's listening, who's in a special program, you need to start speaking up, not only if you're American, but overseas, in any country, because if you don't have you know, it says the truth will set you free, and anything that's hidden away in the darkness is not only your death sentence, but it's also a sentence for everyone on earth and every living thing, because of the horrific things that got planned, nuclear war, pestilence, financial collapse, etc. And we can just stand up as a minority, spiritually, you know, ready to battle with this by rising to a higher level of consciousness and contacting, and say, Shema, hear and do the will of our God, and this will stop very swiftly. But it will proceed to cause judgments on the earth until we're willing to have a backbone and stand up spiritually and be counted and use our name and give the documents and show the proof, so that even the skeptic, and I'm a skeptic, and show the proof, so even a skeptic will not be able to flinch and say, oh, you just have more lies, you're just trying to entertain me. We're not doing this for entertainment. This is serious. So thanks very much. I appreciate it. We have a wonderful program coming up. If we can get Hannah on, and Sylvia, the very best to you, and my prayers will go forth to Hannah and her family, Mark and her son. What's her son's name?
Chris.
And, of course, yourself, Sylvia West, and do check out everyone the links and check back to see the actual instant email messaging that I think is extremely important that people become aware that these kinds of things can happen, and there's some spiritual dangers out there and physical dangers that are being propelled forward by very evil treaties between our government and above government agencies and demonic powers, and it says spiritual wickedness in high places. Thanks very much, everyone, and thank you, Don and Doug, over at BBS Radio. And we'll be expanding here soon. Pretty soon we'll be going on satellite and And our Clay and Iron website will be up shortly with a DVD copy of my lectures from this weekend, The Inside Track and The Destiny of Mankind. And I think you'll find the technology and science will mesh with the spiritual side, so we will empower you and bring you into the light. Thank you for listening, and everyone, take care. And as I say always on both of my shows, The Neutral Medical Report and Clay and Iron, there are no silent heroes, so don't be silent. And it takes heroes to make a future. Thank you, Sylvia. You're a hero in my books, and so is Hannah and her husband.
Thank you, Dr. Deagle.
Take care, everyone.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.